What episode is this? Hey y'all. What's up? Welcome to She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan. Some people say Sean, but it's Shan. And this is She Gets a Pod. This is a podcast created because I get it and I just break down a lot of different things for people. So welcome. Today we're talking about meditation and have you tried it? This is episode 18, giving some meditation tips, probably for beginners, because if you are not a beginner in meditation, why are you here? But anyway, that sense of heightened awareness, it's just about being more aware. That's it. Let's not make it complicated. People will start to be more calm throughout the day when they meditate, thinking more before they speak. A lot of people handle too much pressure on a daily basis and they don't know how to decompress. They don't know how to get rid of it before they walk in their home. They don't know how to compartmentalize. Is that how you say it? I don't know. Section off where their energy is supposed to be, where their attention is supposed to be, and where their emotions are supposed to be with certain people and certain shit. So meditation is a great way to release that anxiety and that stress. It can be something as simple as waking up an hour early and closing your eyes and being silent and listening and breathing and having peace. You don't have to focus on what other people focus on when they meditate either. It could just be listening to sounds. It could be listening to music. It could be watching the sunrise. It could be stretching. You don't have to wake up the whole house and tell them that you're meditating, so be quiet. Just meditate. Find your quiet place, your peaceful place. Maybe you want to do a facial steam in the morning before you start your day. Whatever helps relax you into dealing with different people and energies that they bring, do that. But you ain't got to tell everybody. And so today I'm talking about meditation, ho. So first and foremost, when it comes to this meditation thing, you do not have to be perfect at it. You're not expected to be perfect at it. Nobody called you. Is that wind? Nobody said you were some type of sensei or some type of Buddhist. Like, you're not supposed to be no expert, okay? Having a seat and sitting up and breathing is one way to meditate. Sitting on a yoga block and sitting straight up on the floor could be another way to meditate. Breathing in for 3 seconds and letting out for 9 seconds and doing that repeatedly can be a way that you meditate. You can do it for 15 minutes. You can do it for 30 minutes. Whatever time is good for you. Closing your eyes, focusing on your breathing. Meditate in a room of plants or good lighting. Not a lot of things are in the room. Pick a time of day that works best for you. Envision the life you want when you meditate. Or try not to think about negativity when you meditate. Try to think about peaceful things when you meditate. You can envision the life that you want to live. You can envision everything working out for the better. You can envision you being in old age and having great health. You can envision your kids, you know, being great, you know, years going forward. Like, She Gets a Podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. What you meditate and think about is your business. Some people say, oh, when you meditate, try to have a clear head. Nobody really has a clear head that's truly going through shit in life. Let's be honest. So if you're struggling to meditate because you can't block out things out of your brain, it's okay if you can't do it. You can do the 333 rule when you meditate, and that's basically close your eyes, think about three different objects. Thank you so much for checking out She Gets It Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator of this podcast. I've been doing this podcast since March of 2018. Damn. A little dusty. But I appreciate you. If you would like to support this podcast, you can. With just a click of your button on your phone, your Android, or your iPhone, okay? You can go to any podcast platform, leave me a review, let me know who you are, because I might want to find you on social media and thank you, and tell me what you think about the show, or you can go to She Gets It Shop, buy yourself some merch, support me, and there's a link in the podcast notes of every episode where you can donate directly to Red Circle that will support this podcast. Till next time, don't do nothing I want to do. I ain't got no bail money for you. Don't call my phone. Do not DM me, okay? Listen for three different sounds when you meditate while you're breathing, and only move three of your body parts. Like, it'll help you take your mind off of things that are bringing you anxiety, pressure. You can have a cup of tea before you start meditating. You can use therapeutic oils in like an oil diffuser while you meditate. You can figure out a lot of what's within you when you have to sit with yourself, when you really have to think things through without any distractions. And I think a lot of people will benefit from meditation if they just make the time for it. And there is an album that I like to meditate to, and it's called Sleep Soul Album. It has a lot of different relaxing sounds that you can meditate with. And you can do or make up your own personal mantras when you meditate. Some people repeat words while they meditate. Release, 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 or peace, 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 or love, 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 or joy, joy, joy. And you just keep repeating that, repeating that, repeating it. Whatever you find comfort with. Some people make up their own mantras, like I said. And the point is to focus your attention on the things that are good, the things that are positive, the things that you do not want, you do want. Don't focus your attention on negativity. Don't focus on the things that you're fearful of. Do not bring fear into your meditation process, okay? It's supposed to be a place of relaxing, releasing, and being at peace. If you think of thoughts while you meditate, it's okay. Just make sure that they're positive thoughts, okay? Meditation is something all of us can do in our own different way. Use Google and research it. Watch some YouTube videos and make a spot in your home for you to meditate. And that was the motherfucking episode. Do what you will with that, but have you tried meditation? Before you do medication, have you tried meditation? Oh, that's a bar. That's a bar. Bye, y'all.